Please wait while I try to connect you.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. Am I speaking with David Brown?
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
Hi, Mr. Brown. Good afternoon. My name is Ray, and I'm calling on behalf of Business Financing. And I'd like to inform you that we have pre-qualified your business for our funding program. And we provide different products and programs, such as term loans, business lines of credit, and revenue-based funding. The process takes less than 24 hours, and I just need a few minutes to get you started and a few questions. Do you have a few minutes, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, but if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a few questions if I can. First, what is your criteria for your loans?
Okay,
just making sure I'm ready, you know, because I like to be proactive, you know. I like to make sure that I'm got everything in place, what you're gonna need.
Okay, so first off, we ask that you have a business that you're running a business is still open. Maybe the three last deposit stubs. And that how fast you're looking for the finance?
You mean bank statements?
Bank statements, yes.
My business bank statements. Well, let me just share this with you. I've had a horrible experience with Wells Fargo taking money out of my account for over 5 years, and they've destroyed my accounts, just abruptly shut them down. I don't know if you Googled some of these banks are crashing and stuff where they're taking monies and stuff. So my
Wells Fargo,
accounts
yes.
are jacked up. Wells Fargo, I've seen problems with Chase. I've seen problems with Bank of America. But Wells Fargo screwed me up really bad. And so what I got to do, I'm with Chase, but they're not doing right either. You're not supposed to hold local checks for no 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
And so I got accounts with them. So I'm working on, I'm working on moving to another bank. So it's probably, and see, right now all of my work has kind of come to a stop for what I'm got. Well, it might be better for you to check back with me in 3 months, because I got to get some money falling back through the account. Oh, excuse me, because they screwed my account up about two months when they just abruptly shut stuff down with money in it, and it's crazy. But it's happening to other people because this stuff is crashed. It's crashing because of the trade wars. They're not being honest to the people. They're getting crushed by Russia and China. They're putting sanctions on every damn body, which you shouldn't be doing, because it causes people to die, all kind of shit, and it's backfiring. So this country is falling. It's gonna be a third world country. But they're no longer going to continue to steal my wealth out of Africa 500 years. We're the cradle of civilization. We're going to put a stop to that. Macron's going to get kicked out of there. All the United States military bases, they're the enemy. They're the one financing the terrorists. They're the colonizers, not China.
Yeah.
China's sitting on China's land. Russia's sitting on our land. Russia's European, and she's fighting for Europe. I'm pro-Russia. Russia helped to give the weapons to Fidel Castro to end apartheid. The people who are the enemies is those who are sitting on stolen land. They need to let me speak for the UN. I say arrest them all. They're colonizers. Biden is an immigrant. Trump is an immigrant. Russia is not. I love him. He's protecting the European race. When you everywhere stealing on all 7 continents, you're destroying the European race. You're no longer claiming you're fucking even European. You're sitting on America's land, the Native American land. They living in fucking trailers. And Europeans living in 9,000 square feet. Hell no. We're going to change this narrative. So you're lying to our kids. Our history go back to dynasties and all. We're the cradle of civilization. If you destroy the cradle of civilization, what you got? You got fucking anarchy. We're the most humane people on earth. We didn't need those weapons. We've got the richest continent on earth. And you're lying. When you're lying about our continent and we got ancient civilization, that's demonization of our race, our continent, all that.
Yep.
And all of us not yet black on Africa. We the Arabs live on Africa. Caucasians don't, okay? Arabs is in that region in North Africa, in Palestine and all those other Arabs. Caucasians are not. The Zionist state of Israel is an illegal erupt. It's a part of America, and European imperialism is bullshit, okay? They're trying to blow their way into our continent when they're evil. They're diabolical. They're the equivalent to still wearing a fucking sheet. You pretend to be this way, and a Democrat and Republican is the same. They're both European colonizers. They're both of slave masters, both exploited and oppressed, both racist, both white supremacists, both neo-Nazi, skinhead, KKK, Proud Boys, Citizens Council, bomb Africa, they both lie, pathological liars, genocidal murder, lying ass, losing dust and peace, stealing diamond gold, I can number, lying ass, losing dust and peace, Democrat and Republican, a double-headed, capitalist, imperialist, lying a snake. Okay, that's going to end the world right there. It's over. Now, they don't want to tell the truth. They're the ones who want to start war because you can no longer keep sucking the blood of the world. Okay? Police in the world. Who the fuck are you? You know what I mean? I mean, this shit is stupid. These white kids don't want that shit. These kids don't want to play. And then you're using everybody as a goddamn pawn to fight and protect the 1% ruling class rich. You got everybody indoctrinated with historical lies. That's anarchy. If you blow up the whole goddamn world, that's anarchy. We ain't got much left. We got to end this. And European imperialism got to go. It's the fucking enemy. Not China. Not Russia.
Yep.
Not North Korea. North Korea no more fucking McDonald's. You're gonna sell McDonald's and make their people slaves to fucking Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola shouldn't own the whole market of the whole world to sell a beverage and a few punk-ass elite motherfuckers get rich. They gonna be the ones have to run to the bunkers. Not the poor working-class white people. They want to use us because now they shit is falling. And then we lose. So that means all of us that lost our limbs, black, white, Native American, you got us brainwashed. We fighting even on the wrong goddamn side. You just stole our land and we fighting for their military. You see what I'm saying? They did that by manipulating history. So now all of our loved ones lost their lives for fucking lies. I'm not anti-white kids. And these white kids and black kids are falling in love and want to marry each other. And these fuckers with this bullshit and they want to sit up and say, we got another draft. No, you're going to fight that shit. Barack Obama and them's puppets, they probably fuck each other. Bush and them probably got an orgy with Barack Obama. He probably fucked Michelle Obama. They all rich. You know, we ain't living like that. They probably had orgies that fucking night, taking our goddamn money. They had to do wild, perverted sex. That shit come out of Rome, Greece and all that. And all them Bibles, I dropped that shit right back in Rome. That ain't our fucking history. LGBTQ is not Africa's history. I assassinate your ass if you come to Africa with that. Incest. That comes out of Rome and Italy. Okay, don't bring that shit to Africa. You want to fuck like that? Go to Europe. Old motherfuckers going to Africa, walking the beaches with our people, our kids. That's fucking prostitution. Fidel Castro in China will fuck you up for doing that.
I hear
you. You want an old-ass man walking with you? Do you want an old 80-year-old-ass man walking with your teenager? They go over to Africa, Gambia, old Caucasians. That's propositioning our kids. Our kids ain't into that. They poor, so you suck them in the room with some money in their hand, and they feel bad about it. Now you're doing it on a regular. Old-ass, wrinkled-up son of a bitch walking with our team. The goddamn black presidents should be shot. But I'll lock them motherfuckers up. I'm going to give you life in prison, so I wouldn't kill you. Here's all the Caucasians is doing it. I snatch them up. You're getting life in prison. What do you mean, prostitution? And pedophile. Pedophiles and prostitution. You proposition our children. Your old ass ain't got no business 80, 90 years old walking with our teammates. I snatched their ass from Gambia and they noticed they ain't coming back. What's happening? They got life in prison. They ain't no more gonna come over there like that. You ain't gotta kill them. Just give them life.
Yep.
And that'll stop it. That'll stop it. We gotta clean this shit up. This shit is perverted and sick as a motherfucker. They still doing trafficking. Over 307,000 black men, women, and children are missing. You look on Facebook, people get snatched. They in the rural area of these white motherfuckers' houses, still being enslaved, instead of being raped, being shipped to Europe, sex trafficked. They still doing the same shit.
Yep.
I have 307,000 black kids missing, and then Latino kids, and some white kids too. They're still, you know, engaged in pedophilia, all that bullshit. But it ain't on the news. 307,000. People getting smashed at Walmart and shit like that. You see it on Facebook every day. And they know that, man, these motherfuckers are sick. Their time is up. And China ain't going to play. And I'm with China. Because China going to help take Africa. Russia going to take Africa. But they already taken Burkina Faso. Okay, y'all can't hold it. They can't handle a billion goddamn people. You stealing land. The only thing holding Africa from tearing your ass up is you got bombs and weapons. You're going to get on our land and going to sit up there, six million people sitting in South Africa in the middle of a billion. I would never sit my black ass in the middle of a billion white people. I wouldn't want 6 million going to sit in the middle, and the only thing holding our people from getting to their ass is the United States missiles and bombs. But that's over now, because China and Russia came in Africa. We already got them outnumbered. We got more people. Well, we got 300 and something million in Nigeria. We got 3 something, something, something million in Brazil. And you did it to the native Indians. We got them surrounded. And Fidel Castro's right there in Florida. He kicked ass all over Angola. He ain't an evil person. You know, he won the goddamn election. And I'm for socialism. Fuck this capitalist shit. I'm for socialism. He got doctors and y'all got weapons. Then you want to put sanctions on his country. That's all that shit is. Venezuela and Cuba too. This shit falls. These banks are crashing. And it's supposed to fall. They're pathological liars. And these young white kids don't know what's going on. They're being drugged in it. So these kids are innocent. You wake up and find out your motherfucking people done all this shit. Fed alligators to our people. Pulled up from one horse. And I bet you kids committing suicide as they look it up. These kids are finding it. And they shit flying all over the internet. You fucked up because we got highway information. We the cradle of civilization. We making it fly, baby. I've been making it fly for 17 years. And the white left making it fly, too. Because they're against it. It's flying. You don't need them fucked up lying ass history teachers in the classroom. That's racism. And it's bias and it's racism. It ain't the fucking truth. We got dynasties and kill. If I was in the United States, Biden, I'd say, come on here, Biden. Come on here, Trump. You take your democracy and stick it up your motherfucking ass, and I'm going to put a jet plane behind your ass. I'm going to put a bomber behind you, because, motherfucker, we had kingdoms and dynasties. Get the fuck out now. You better get to your airplane. Don't you come on my goddamn continent dictating to me when your punk ass sitting on stolen land, you fucking criminal. You got a few seconds. You got a nanosecond to get to this goddamn plane.
Right.
And your own white people going to tell your ass up because they know the truth. Sir. That means you used the white soldiers. They waiting on you. Your own soldiers. That means you lied to them. They waiting on you. They're Marines, too. You trained them. We ain't racist. You use their kids as pawns. Okay? Your own white Marines is waiting on you. Matter of fact, some of them leaving the airplanes. You might not be able to get back on your plane. You might have to fly that motherfucker back.
Okay. All right, so the question was, would you like to get a loan today?
Well, the thing that I was going to ask you,
yes.
And I have these history lessons because it's nothing to be afraid of because we can't over the goddamn phone because we can't have these history lessons in our class with a fucking Democrat and a Republican. Malcolm X said they're both the same, and he's correct. They're a double-headed motherfucking snake. They're colonized. And I'm not blaming.